Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Blessed are they who have kept the word with the generous heart and your harvest through perseverance. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from Holy Gospel according to Luke. When a large crowd gathered with people from one town after another journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After saying this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." Then the disciples asked him what the meaning of this parable might be. He answered, "Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to the rest they are made known through parables, so that they may look but not see, and hear but not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are the ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away this word from their hearts, that they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by anxieties and riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with generous and good heart, and bear fruit through perseverance. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Jesus spoke with the disciples with parables and explained to them. But to the rest, he didn't explain. Not because Jesus doesn't want to, because if the heart is not open, even explained so clear, nobody would take it. Because all the Pharisees and the scribes, they despise Jesus because they come from a low class. So whatever Jesus says, they don't listen. But to the disciples, he explained to them, because they opened their heart. This parable, it's just something so real. Many times the word of God come to our heart out of temptation, anxiety, pleasures. We choked the thorn. We choked the seed. The word of God cannot grow in our heart because our heart have no space. Jesus says good space means we have to have a generous and good heart. So our lifestyle, if it's generous, is open, forgiving, then the word of God can enter into our heart. Then we can have a better understanding the calling of God. Because to love is not easy at all. It's so difficult. Because usually we are born, so in a sense, self-centered. And we need God to open our heart. First, we have to ask special grace to open our heart, to let the Word of God come in our heart. And on a daily basis, we have to accompany Jesus on our way. In fact, it's Jesus is accompanying us. Important is to open our heart, believe without His help, we cannot do anything. So first of all, even if you have a good decision, but we need to be humble to ask God's grace. Therefore, it's always tempting us not to follow Jesus. So it is, we need the prayer every day. Ask Jesus, give us this special grace on a daily basis. What is impossible for man is possible for God. Just tell Jesus, today I want to follow you. Jesus, open my heart.